Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. You know, my Hollywood Dreams Forever album's been out. It's on DistroKid release, which is an independent record company, released my music. I was on a few independent labels. Indie Artist is also on Amazon. It's on Deezer. You know, my podcast show, I make very, very little, just like my music in my lifetime, you know. I've been shut out of it. I can't play my music, so I hope my podcast show get back to normal within a few weeks. But at least you'll see, hear me on Anchor. You know, I make less than a cent with my podcast, but I've been doing thousands of podcasts. I did about 20,000, 30,000, maybe 50,000 shows the last 10 years since I've been doing podcasts. Proud of how much I've been doing, but gave me a showcase to talk about what's really important to me, why I came to L.A., what's just my music. This is just Hollywood Dreams Forever. I said in previous podcasts that I was not going to release any more albums. I decided I might release a one final album, which will be the end. As I said before, I did say that I'm not performing anymore because I've done it, been doing it 33 years. I have not received any recognition. But I am going to continue to make music as a songwriter. So call me a songwriter now at this stage. Unless I get recognized or get a break, was pretty much over with the performing. I mean, you know, as far as releasing album, writing songs, no, I won't stop. As far as perhaps writing a song and singing it and releasing it, perhaps it won't be an album. I mean, or I may release one album. That's it. I don't know. Being a creator, I might change my mind. Being a creator is very difficult. One of those starving artists. I've been starving for 33 years. I'm a, you know, I'm a black man who's just real tall, big. Been written off by some haters, but I still do my music. But it's out to buy. Please consider listening to it. You can listen on Spotify. It's free. That's a dilemma that I have to accept, whatever happens, you know. But the most important thing is I love to create. I've been a creator since I was a child, and I've been making music since I was a teenager when I came out here. On a Greyhound, with, let's see, the first time I had $200, $400 in cash, and I landed in downtown L.A., and I went to Travelers Aid of Los Angeles, and they were trying to find me a place as a homeless person. A transient caused more harm than good physically and mentally, but it made me stronger in a lot of ways. So I went to Skid Row, and I was also in Hollywood at Covenant House. Yes, Covenant House for Runaway, for, you know, people that teenagers live on the street, 18, 19. I was there. I was in and out of places, so. This is what I want to say for you, these starving artists who come out here who want to make their dreams come true. I'll give you three suggestions. I survived. Unfortunately, my dream, I did not make it to the big time. I did not get my, you know, when I say big time means get my album, a gold album or a Grammy. That's where you make it. You make a living doing my music. But I'm still doing it. I want to say to those who want to, and it's lots of people want to pursue music and come to LA. I said it before, from my experience, because of all the struggles I went through, I can say, one, don't come out here homeless. Homeless is too much, it's even worse than the days when I came out here. Save your money. Save up to thousands of dollars, a few thousand, 10,000, so you can get a hotel so you don't have to be on the street like me. I was on the street. Or you have to be in a homeless shelter where it's horrendous. Just those homeless populations, a lot of drugs, danger. You don't want to be in that situation. Cause more harm than good physically and mentally. So come out here with 10,000, 5,000, wherever you are. If you're not, you come from a small town like I do, save up your money. If you're living in LA, you want to be a sergeant, I guess you're okay, but don't be homeless. It's just save up your money. Or, you know, go on a computer, look for apartment, look for a place to stay. Come, you know, LA, look for apartments. Two, believe in yourself, work on your craft, like, you know, continue, write lyrics, write songs, and come out here, play guitar, or you play piano, like I play piano or keyboard, so believe in yourself, take risks like I do. And the last thing I'm going to say, some people don't have plan B, but give it 5-10 years or consider college or something else. It's a very tough life. Yes, very few people make it, but I would say at least I made it to indie label. And you know what? You can go on the indie label online. You don't need to just go on stage to West Hollywood to get a deal no more. You can do it if you record, get money to record, write songs and stuff for artists. It's very difficult. I had a difficult time. I was harassed. I was homeless. I was a victim of crime. I went through so much, but I have faith in myself. People help me to see because I love to write music and make music and be on stage. I'm an artist who loves to be on stage, but time for me to stop because I'm much older. I'm just going to write, release records. I'm not giving up on my dream, but I can't do it no more on stage. But I continue to write. Protect your right, and also protect your writing. Copyright your song. If you make a song, copyright it. When I made my first demo, I didn't know about copywriting. I just know about creating. So I was a creator, just create. I didn't know nothing about the business. I just learned over time, you know. I sent unsolicited tapes to record companies with a song not copyrighted, which was a mistake. They rejected my music. But it was, you know, it was worth it. Give it a try. Believe in yourself. It could take years. It's taken me years to even get to an indie label. Being a songwriter is so difficult. Being a singer, a songwriter is so difficult. Don't hang out with negative people. You know, the thing is that I did. So I can't hang out with a negative person to keep me stay stable. It's very difficult, but my Hollywood Dreams Forever is about that difficulty of making those demos. I was performing all over. I became a BMI songwriter in 1993, and I've been with BMI for 30 years. I came out here. I struggled for 2 or 3 years before I was at BMI, so I was out here before that. It came to me, not me to them. I was referred to them. I don't know who sent it. Don't give up on your dream. I'm not giving up on my eye. I'm still creating directly or indirectly. And your dreams will come true. My Hollywood Dreams Forever album is out there. Hope you like it. Please listen to it. If not, thank you for listening. We are all good human beings, you know? I know I got talent. We all got talent. Believe in thyself. Going for the dream is very difficult, but it can happen. Believe it will happen. I know Hollywood Dreams Forever. At least I got that. So at least it's released to the public. So I'm happy about that, at least. And I'm appreciative that I got to this level. Good day, good night from Death Night.